Again, we just want to let everyone know that we are thankful for your presence here this evening. We want to make sure that we pray and that we're thankful for the blessing of being able to gather here. What a great blessing it is. I just had a couple thoughts here about something that I read, a couple passages concerning the heart. Been thinking a lot about the heart and what the Old Testament has to say about the heart. What we've been focusing on, especially last week. Proverbs 14 and verse 12 reminds us there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. You know, culture says, you know, follow your heart, right? To thine own heart be true. And it's the idea, culture is trying to get us to think that what we feel, that's what's important, right? And we see the consequences of it everywhere. That basically we should operate based on how we feel, right? You know, that's what the world wants us to do. That's how, Satan wants us to view everything. You know, just be true to yourself, right? If it feels good in your heart, then you go for it, right? Proverbs 14 and verse 12, I'm sorry, chapter 4 and verse 23. We read, keep your heart with all diligence. Some translations say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. You know, Jesus says something similar over in Matthew, the 12th chapter, I believe, about verse 35. You know, you can really know about a man by what comes out of his mouth, right? We're not defiled by what we put in, but what comes out. And what comes out is basically what's going on the inside. And so here he's saying you need to guard your heart. Why? He's saying, for out of it springs the issues of life. So the danger is, with the idea of follow your heart or to thine own heart be true, that kind of thinking, the danger to that is you're following emotions. You're following feelings. You're not following what God has given to guide you. Isaiah chapter 55. A couple more verses here, and we'll offer the Lord's invitation. Isaiah the 50, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. So here's the danger in following your heart. Right? My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. In Jeremiah, the 17th chapter, and verse 9, here's what we need to understand about the heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You see, when you follow your heart, it'll lead you to destruction. Not my words, but the word of God. God knows. If we follow our hearts without the guidance from above, it's going to lead us to absolute destruction. You see, faithful living, here's what I want you to take home with you this evening. Faithful living takes a willingness to say, you know, my heart, my feelings cannot be a guide in this life. Sean's heart, Sean's feelings, Sean's emotions cannot be a guide for me in this life because it's deceptive. I will deceive myself, thinking something that's evil is good, something that's good is evil. That's what my heart will do. So I need the Word of God. I need His guidance to guide me in the way that I need to go. In Jeremiah 10 and verse 23, it says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not man who walks to direct his own steps. So faithful living takes us acknowledging that truth and humbling ourselves before God. God, I don't have the answer. Only you have the answer. God, I don't know how to go the way that I ought to go. I need your guidance in that. I humbly submit to your word, to your guidance. So this evening, where are you? Where's your heart at? You know, that deceptive heart, if you haven't obeyed the gospel, is going to deceive you. And, you know, I don't really need to obey the gospel. Or I've done enough, or I'm such a good person, I don't really have to do, you know, what I read in places like Acts 2 and verse 38. You know, that's Satan. That's your heart deceiving yourself. So if you haven't obeyed the gospel, listen to what God says on the matter concerning salvation. Or if you've done that and you went back into a lifestyle of sin, you know, what does God have to say about that? You know, God does say that he loves you and he's being patient with you, wanting you to repent. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9, he doesn't want anybody to perish, but all to come to him in repentance. So where are you this evening? Can we help you? Do you have a spiritual need? Please let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.